These are Sixes microphones, they they're made for wind instruments.
No, mine's the opposite.
Okay. So let's start. Thanks for coming again to this meeting. I hope it won't be too long, and especially that we'll make some progress on this small task that is putting people in our new rooms. I hope you have fun in designing something or asking the people about their preferences and things like this. So yeah, that's what I was talking about. It's for wind instruments. Well, I think you remember all the constraints and the new settings. I think you'll be more and more used to it as soon as we move. So we have these one-person, two-person, and three-person rooms. And so that makes, I think, 18 places. And we had about 15 people and some spare working places to put. May I first provide the answers to the questions from the last time?
And I also checked with Maggie and Jeff.
Oh, great. Yeah, so that will be part of your solution or suggestions to solution. But regarding the constraints, there is no immediate plan to make separations between the rooms. So that means basically what we have to do with this setting, and it's quite difficult to make new doors and new walls. So I think we shouldn't count on them in the next 4 years, maybe. And they don't want us to, they don't want to provide an extra working space for Gisela with the other 80 admins, which we could understand because it's sort of full over there, but at least that's what they said.
It's not full over there.
So it seems we, we cannot change the habits of the whole school just for us, though it wouldn't be a bad thing maybe, but we'll see. So regarding the possibility to put four people in one of the two three-person rooms, it's not very easy. We'll have to play quite wisely with the furnishing. It looks like it's not impossible, at least on the one that is a bit longer on the right, so the one here. It should be possible to put four persons. If we could avoid it, it would much simplify things, but...
My question is it against the regulation, security regulation of the school?
No.
And I went over and I looked at that room too. There's plenty of space for four people. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's more a matter of how to arrange the furniture, but since we're experts at this task. Okay, so maybe we could count on four places, but the final decision is not really ours, so we'll see actually.
That would be fine if one of the person is 50%, so me, for example.
Exactly, or one of the intern positions, the people who might come.
Exactly.
Something like that. Okay, so these are the answers. So actually I did my proposal as a slide. Would you like me to start, or would you like
just
to end?
Just to complete the... I talked both with Maggie and Perrette, and both of them are happy to share offices. They have no problem. So they're easy, but it could be, as Perrette has right now, that she's happy to continue to share with Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
And Maggie, for example, to share with, it could be with Bruno, because they work on the Swistra together, and they like to gossip together, so.
Beautiful. Okay, then let me explain very briefly the rationale for this. So it's the same schema that you know. In red you have the excuse me, that's quite annoying. Excuse me. Hello. Oh, yeah. Can I call a little bit later in about half an hour? I'm just in the middle of a meeting and I'm talking.
It's fantastic.
Okay. Thank you. Bye bye. Sorry for this. Fortunately we were just the four of us. Okay, so let me get back to the proposal after a brief interruption. So the names are in red. Now, one of the reasons, at least for me, for doing this was to more or less group people within projects, because I think that sometimes they just discuss together, and it's easier if they're in the same office. And which is quite happy. Actually, I also thought that some professors might enjoy, or at least don't say anything about being with their assistants. So I was happy to hear Susan saying that Maggie and Bruno could come well together, and Pierrette and Marianne in the same office. So what I can say is that I also understood that Susan would be rather in favor of having her own office, so it's working like this. I put the lounge in the middle. It's also one of the rooms with the fewest windows, so I think that's not a problem because you're not going to just stay there and stare outside. But it's nicer to have a nicer view from your office, I guess.
And putting the printer in the lounge is just killing the lounge.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe I thought in an angle, but that's obviously
question
not
there.
Right.
It's a question of you're printing all the time.
Yeah, why not put the printer out in the hallway?
Okay, so next to the photocopy, maybe it wouldn't be a bad place here.
Is there enough space there for a photocopy and printer?
Yeah, we'll
the
have to check.
The photocopy is a bit big.
Yeah, but the printer is quite small. If we find just a small table for it, maybe one day we'll have a photocopy that is also a printer. So. Okay, but I wouldn't, insist on this. I think, okay, so the printer, we'll remove it if we work from this this solution. So IM2 is more or less in the upper left side. Well, I said more or less. Lower left side, you have Suistra and Parmenides, so the two projects from the list. And then MEDES-LT on the right side. Maybe not a very good solution for Gisela, if you can suggest something better, because she's with two people who, two PhD students, and it's true that she has, a lot of phone calls to make. But it's some way to solve some constraints. I think this is a very open thing. If you want, we can use this document, or we could just first listen to your suggestions and see if we erase everything or just do some modifications using.
Well, I have a question. What's the justification for giving Nancy her own office?
Maybe not a very strong one, and you have better suggestions. It was, I think, sort of one of the places that remain, and I think, there is no strong constraint, and she's a smoker, but the policy is that we then smoke, so it's even better if she's with a second person.
I would have a provocative suggestion to put Gisela, to switch Nancy and Gisela.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Gisela defects on the printing machine, the printer, in the one person room.
Well, Gisela will not be very happy about that. We tried that, and Gisela really didn't like to have the printer.
That
was the case,
yeah.
And Ash was a bit.
Because I really do think it's important to have an admin room,
mm-hmm.
really identified as an admin room and only an admin room.
Yeah, we could store
files
there.
We can close it. We have the personal files of the people of the unit, etc. etc.
Okay, so if you want, I can already do this change here.
Against the fact that my personal files are in a room that is not specifically dedicated for them.
For the professors, you have personal printer or there's only one printer? Because if not, the printer can go in a room of three people. That's typically the case where there's the lab and there's
mm-hmm.
the printer is there.
But the printer can be in the
when the printer is it's the main one. We have a secondary one which we could try to accommodate in another room, but it's basically the printer where everybody prints. So I changed this. So maybe I would suggest let us hear from you, and then if we can work out a common solution from this one, then we go back to this slide. And if not, we'll start from scratch.
I'm perfectly all right to share the room with you as a view on the whole town.
mm-hmm. Okay.
You have to be aware of what I was saying last time.
Yeah.
That you will have to suffer from phone calls.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll bring my offline.
Earplugs and whatever.
David, you had also.
Yeah, okay, for me, as I don't know the people a lot, I just suggested that there's a lack of men, so I would certainly put not two men in the same office. I would try to share them with the women. So, for example, I would, in your slide, I would switch either you or Martin with the other room, this one.
Uh-huh. Oh, let me put the plan. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the empty one. I don't want to influence. So you would put...
So, yeah, you have to show us which one you were talking about, David. We didn't know.
Yeah, I was wanting to change this one.
The center room.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You can even stand and just show us.
Yeah, but I need your slide, because I was talking about your slide.
Okay, so you would prefer the names. Okay, I didn't want to influence you too much, but I'm perfectly happy to start with this as the basis and then change things.
Yeah, because there are plenty of things that are...
Yeah, so here you can see that the men is, I mean, they are always sharing the room with a woman. I mean, there's Bruno, me, Diet, and Nikos is a guy also.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but for Pierrette and Maggie, it's a will. It's a wish. Or it's a,
well, actually,
because
Pierrette is a woman too.
Sorry.
It's the feminine of Pierre.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is perfectly fine. We just changed Martin and Andre for Maria. Elena, on answer.
I didn't get your solution? What was it again?
Yeah, here there are two men.
So
I mean...
It's a mixed sexes.
Yeah, it's nice. I don't think so. I mean, there's a lack of men here in this in this lab. So I would change one, switch one.
Well, it's not so much a question of men or women. It's more the question of, as I said, that's... here you have only you have PhD students that are regrouped. There you have senior researchers that are regrouped, which is to me more, unless it corresponds to some specific demand, like it is in the case in Maggie's case and Pierre's case, I think that's a very efficient way of doing things. Because
yeah, and for me it's also, I would prefer maybe not to be in a three-person office, just
yeah.
to be...
I'm perfectly happy with Andre, so...
So I'm very happy with you since I proposed this. But I could also be happy with most of the other people, so even in a three-person room, it's fine. Okay, so let's keep in mind maybe this constraint of balancing the genders. We'll see if we can do something for it.
And they do ask these people if this was okay with them?
I've asked some of them, and I've also used a little bit what I've... Well, I mean, the present arrangement, just not to shock people too much. And it's also people that I know get on well, quite well together, and also work on the same project, like, for instance, Marianne, the Finnish Marianne, and Nikos, who interact quite a lot on MedSLT. Yeah, Maria and Galina seem to go on one quite well. Nancy had no strong preference, especially since she's no longer allowed to smoke in her office. Yeah, so I think, well, at least as far as I asked, there was no major objection.
Isn't there just a question of proximity? You put David with Agnes. Isn't Agnes working, in a more substantial way with people like either Maria or Yelena?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So we could put Nancy with David and...
but Agnes is also working with David, so...
But we agree that it's not important to share the room with someone that
mm-hmm.
has
yeah,
the same
really
project.
True. Here, the other constraints are satisfied. So.
Mm-hmm.
And moreover, Nick will be quite happy to have the full room some 50% of the time.
Yeah, that's a small advantage, and it's a bit more comfortable to me.
Okay, yeah, but I mean, with the two 3-person rooms, I think that they can mix them the way they want. I mean, if they prefer to be Maria, Yelena, and Nikos, and Nancy and Marianne on the other side, well, no, that's not completely equivalent, because Nancy, all our PhD students or master students, but Nancy, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That's not a number. The one question I was wondering about, though, because three is always, well, the more people in office, the less ideal,
mm-hmm.
that wouldn't it maybe be better to put David in since he's only half time?
Yeah.
So that way, then,
yeah.
there's not three people
mm-hmm.
all the time.
So I would switch David and Manson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which
probably.
Doesn't mean that David should be in this room. Could be in the other one. For me, the two, three people rooms are really, they have to be really shuffled
yeah.
according to people, personal preferences.
So
I definitely would put Nancy with Agnes in the two-person room.
Mm-hmm. They have worked together on Parmenides, so this makes mm-hmm. some sense.
But again, it's also a question of personal preference. I mean, you can't be in the room with a person you don't want to be.
Yeah, as far as I know, I think it's probably quite a good...
is there anyone that is going to finish soon, PhD or later?
No.
First one should be
Maria
but,
the
still
but she's still
one
not
and
there.
A half.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
see. If you do
it
this way, you mean that in the 2-3 people room, there will be one that is not so overloaded because of David,
mm-hmm.
because
yeah.
David will be part time, and the other one not so overloaded because there is a 1-3 position. Knowing that this 1-3 position will not stay free very long.
No, because don't forget, we already have somebody coming in January.
Yes. So
mm-hmm.
at least one person.
And this is still a worry for me because we are still, we don't still don't have enough space for the visitors. Unless
yeah.
we put them in the lounge.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't
four
think
spacing three people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we need
so
to have at least three visitors' positions.
Okay, so since we're supposed to do a final proposal, sorry, let me move the printer next to the photocopier.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll find some way to well, attach it to a wall or something like this.
So that we keep it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. okay, so that's the. Mm-hmm. I don't think we can put visitors in the lounge. It's
It depends on how we think about the lounge. If it's thought as being
yeah.
a reading room, no. If it's thought as the that's really a very important question to me. Do we put priority on the fact of being able to read newspapers in our offices or in our workplace? We can read newspapers elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do think it's more important for lab to be able to decently welcome visitors that come to the lab than to have a place for reading newspapers. Newspapers, you can read them home. You can go to the cafeteria or you can sit somewhere else. You can go on the balcony if it's in the summer. So I don't understand why we should put priority on lounges if we don't have enough space for accommodating visitors.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not according to my priorities.
How would it be to put the lounge in one of the smaller offices, like in one of the one-person offices? I know they're actually quite demanding, so I think Susan, you're very happy with this solution.
Yes.
So
let's put
okay.
the lounge in Susan's office, and Susan in the lounge with three visitors.
No, the lounge in a one-person room is really
too yeah,
small.
It's probably too small.
Small.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't work.
I would advocate to just remove the lounge. It's a luxury for us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have space for lounge. Let's be. In front of your colleagues and saying, if I have to choose between reading my newspaper and this and having a decently welcomed research visitor, I prefer to read my newspaper. That's just not
mm-hmm.
just not realistic.
But
we are researchers.
The problem is, it has been decided by everyone and approved by the school that we need the lounge. So I think it's simply not.
No, I don't think we can choose about.
No, actually, I'm sorry. It's
then you have the three people room that were
yeah.
in three positions, split
mm-hmm.
it in two parts, as Susan was proposing last time, with a wall, and you have a lounge there, and we can read your newspapers, and we have a full two-room, two-person room where we can certainly accommodate three visitors. And at least we have some free margin for the next 2 years. Or
okay,
next
so how do we split the room?
We put
three people.
The furniture that we got
yes,
for our reading room,
uh-huh.
we put it into the other half of the three-person room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would that fit?
So
little divider of some kind.
But what about if people want to have a small discussion in the lounge?
They are not supposed to have a discussion in the lounge. They are supposed to read their newspapers.
Well, not the newspapers,
not
because
newspapers.
No. Scientific articles.
Scientific articles. No, that's not that wasn't the goal. The goal of the lounge was a place where you can relax.
Uh-huh.
But also
yeah.
to read articles.
Unless you can do it in the office.
So you would like to put it, yeah, with an... And then
yeah,
who
you have good chairs to read newspapers that you don't want to break your heart, your back raise in your office.
Yeah, okay, but then that means that we'll put the lounge on the right side.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
And here we'll put two places for visitors.
Three.
But that means the office will be, at least for the moment, empty.
No,
it looks very bad.
We have a visitor that is arriving. Did you
it's
see
not
something?
A visitor, it's a new full-time
it's
person
okay.
arriving in January.
Okay, so that could take the free place over there.
No,
I mean,
so we're going to put the lounge.
That could take one position.
Let's put Maria Ojalina in this place.
Yeah, I think, okay, so we need, what, two free positions and one new person arriving? X or something like that?
Ah, okay,
well,
that's an idea. If you forget about the lounge,
mm-hmm.
what you could do is to move either Maria or Yelena in the what is currently the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
That means that we have one person there with one free position. We have one free position in the room that Maria or Yelena is coming from, and one free position over there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three positions distributed over the rooms. That we can accommodate.
Where is the lounge?
No, we
have my head cut off if we don't have a lounge.
Take
so
the furniture of the lounge and you put it in the corridor.
No. Let's do the lounge corner.
The lounge is in the free space.
Okay. At least. I mean, otherwise I cannot really defend it because it was agreed and we cannot just come back on every
after
decision.
After all that we
made.
Went to get the budget for it.
Yeah,
really
I think so.
You
yeah.
will explain to your visitors
okay.
that unfortunately, they have a position in the toilet because there is a reading room where people have to.
Well,
work.
Let's have the visitors
yeah.
first. Okay, so what we need is a new and two frees. So I think we can put Maria or Yelena. I don't want to separate them really, but. Or myself. I don't like that office actually. So I was thinking to put here.
It could be Nikos, for instance, but you can switch.
No, we're not going to keep Marianne in a three-person place, just having
yeah,
Marianne in the lounge. So.
Yeah, no, so it's either... we could put a visitor with you, Martin, but it's probably... Okay, let's try let's try this.
Yeah,
let's try Maria
there. I mean, Andre.
Oh, you don't mind? Okay.
Because I will be there half-time.
Perfect.
And the visitors probably will not so much complain about
that. But wait a minute, then Andre has a two-person office all for himself.
No, we'll put a visitor place in there, if you don't mind.
Well, there is this full-time person arriving, and I think it's really important to plan with that.
What's her name again, Andre?
I think it's Paola.
Oh.
Yeah.
Would it be possible to have Paola in your office?
Yeah, could be.
Because that's something that we should be deciding. Either you want
yeah.
to keep me in your office,
mm-hmm.
which is all right, and then
no,
we have to
prefer you, I think.
Paola somewhere. I think
okay.
that's not realistic to have a planning.
Martin goes back to Andre.
Okay, we'll put Paola and the visitor here. So Paola is the new person.
Yeah.
And the visitor.
That's
this one. And then we'll still have probably some way to put a second visitor here. These two. Oops. That's not very nice, but does this display better?
But Paola being new, I think you
could
put
her
with somebody else.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, the lunch cannot be shared with two people. I mean, you cannot go there and discuss and two people working there in a room.
Yeah. No, but we said that we won't discuss. Or maybe if we organize some kind of, coffee at the end of the day or a drink, then the two people will stop working. I don't know, maybe they won't be happy. Okay, then Martin, Let me put you in that office and I'll put Paola with
me. No, put, why not Maria or Jan?
So Martin goes where?
Martin stays.
Because you don't want to separate Maria and Janina, right? Janina is not even sure she stays.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
okay, so let's put Maria in the separate office.
Yeah. And we have, and we have two visitors and a master student and a part-time person. No, I was thinking the other way around.
Oh, sorry.
With Paola, with Maria, in the two people room, and to have this one, this two, Jelena and David in the three people room.
So who is with Maria here?
Paola.
Okay. Yeah, and no visitor?
Yeah, that's a two people room. So.
Yeah, but that means that this room, the middle one, would be quite empty. Two visitors and a 50% person, I don't think it's very reasonable.
But you need to have visitors somewhere. I mean,
yeah, but let's split them a little bit so that when there are no visitors, at least people are.
No, the rooms have to look like they're sort of occupied.
Yeah, I think so.
Otherwise, we might lose room or two.
Ah.
So this goes, here goes visitor two.
This is always the
Paola is there. Here goes visitor one. And is this better? Except that we cannot read it, but apart from this.
It's a little bit crowded in the, because you have, well, not yet, of course, because Paola is not arrived, but starting from January, you will have two full-time person plus one part-time person. Plus
let me call this visitor one, which implies that it will be the first one occupied by a visitor when they come.
Okay.
And this visitor two, which means it's like a second chance.
But why couldn't we basically move you, David, in this two people room with Maria?
Well, we could. What would
Maria
this change?
Plus one half half-time person.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Paola, Jelena, one visitor position, and I still keep hope that Maria and Nikos at the lounge will on the long term disappear, because anyhow I don't believe there can be a lounge where in a place where there are already two people working, so the lounge will just die after some point.
No, but look, it's quite a long room. It has two doors.
It has two doors.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, so maybe in the long run we'll get the wall.
Okay, that's true. Then there will be
Well, although there are three windows, but
okay.
So why would we move David to Maria? Do you have any preferences, David?
She wants mixing people, men and women. So.
Well, he already is.
Then the two visitors will be in one room, but that's fine because maybe there are not two visitors at the same time.
I wouldn't put the two visitors in the same room because when there is no one, it makes a big hole, and when there are two people, so it makes too many variations. But then
you can move, for instance, if you move David to with Maria,
mm-hmm.
then
the occupancy is better that way.
I think
you prefer that too.
It's stable. Because visitors stay in room.
Oops. What do we say here?
To me, that's the best we can do. If we realistically can plan to have a lounge.
Well, I think that was really decided, and it's no way. No, because actually, if we do a proposal without a lounge, and the other group will.
They got the message.
Yeah, exactly, and that means that all the constraints that we set and all the other things just just basically disappear.
That's true.
Which means we've worked for nothing. Okay. Let's run with this.
So who has strong opposition to that?
I don't.
I'll be right back. Yeah.
Okay.
But do you have any?
Well, we're almost done, Susan, but We'll just check the
I
items.
Just need to see somebody.
Yeah, please.
Just real quickly.
No just problem. The decision. No, just check day.
We'll just review the items to see if we look at all the constraints, and then you'll be able to say the final yes or no.
I think we accommodated most of the constraints.
Yeah.
Because we're sure that Maggie and Bruno, Maggie is happy with having Bruno in her office, and Pierrette is happy to have Marianne.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
We checked. Okay.
Yeah, we checked.
And yes, and Nancy, no reason to think that there should be
an
impossible situation.
No.
Same thing for Marianne and Marianne F and Nikos.
Mm-hmm.
Paula, we don't know yet because she didn't arrive yet. And Yelena, that means that for a short time, Yelena will be just alone in a three-person room.
Yeah, that's
a bit.
Yeah, that was the point in letting David there. And that okay, maybe we'll just leave it as an option. David or visitor one.
But then we could just for the sake of having a defendable solution, as long as Paula has not arrived, is to switch for the proposal Paula and David.
Mm-hmm.
But we really
plan
that as soon as Paula is here or even earlier.
Okay, so we'll know that the region actually around here. It's probably
it's just
movable, yeah.
Switched.
Either, yeah, we can switch
this
Maria
this
or Paula or David.
This is dangerous to propose. You have a three-person room with one master student in it.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah,
I wouldn't propose that.
That's why I always try to separate the visitors just to balance a little bit. But okay, we'll be open on that.
As soon as Paula is here,
it
starts to be better. And we will have visitors.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends also on if Yelena stays longer or not.
Right. That's right.
Not yet. But
that's a point. That's true.
Okay. We'll
do
see.
Do
anyway, we'll be open.
When is she supposed to finish?
I don't really know. I think her
master thesis
is probably due. I would say maybe June next year.
June
at the
year.
Latest. Yeah. Actually,
okay.
I don't know.
When are we supposed to submit the proposal?
Well, we won't have any extra meeting.
Yes.
Well, the four of us. So yeah, this one has to be the final one. We'll have actually. I'll present this with the other. I'll compare it with the other one and try to make a decision. Actually, I think it's even a bit later.
Okay. So as soon as we have Susan, so I would switch again.
Okay.
But that, as I say, it's just for the sake of the proposition. So I'm even ready to internally say that David will actually be in this room.
Yeah, we can leave it like this and then
change it. There are names on the doors.
There will be names.
For Susan, psychological problem we have is I'm extremely happy with that solution. It will be a working solution starting from January when Paula will be here, but currently if we present it as it is, we have a three-person room that is only occupied by a master student.
No, because there's another person right now, a student that I just hired. And she's just working right now for
you have a student
for November and
that's
December. Yeah,
that's a real visitor.
Yeah, she's a real visitor. She's a real visitor.
So
that
this one and this two
made a contract for her for 2 months.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then we would have two people there. Okay.
Yeah. We'll keep that
in mind.
I'll try to express all these constraints and say in particular that the two rooms over here actually are. Sort of, things could be changed over there, but on some other side.
You really have also to say that a unit has to have some
the visitor space. Yeah,
it's extremely important in the research domain that we can have people coming to visit us.
Yeah, that's true.
The second point I would suggest is that before you go to defend it, you should circulate it over mail to all the involved people.
Well,
to double check.
I think this. I'm not very sure, but I think this will be done after the meeting.
I mean,
when
before?
Okay.
If you spend time defending a thing and then I don't know, Agnes comes to you or Pierrette comes to you saying, "No, I want to be with Marianne,"
As far as I know, I think Agnes is also taking care of a proposal. So, okay, yeah, I'll circulate this.
It doesn't cost anything. It's just people
yeah.
will look at it and say,
exactly.
oh, great, I have a view on the mountain and I'm going to be the person I like. So then
okay, so maybe we'll learn some more constraints.
What's the timeline on this now? So you have a meeting
Yeah, actually, as I told Martin, well, this is the last time we meet, so this is, well, more or less our proposal. And we'll have a meeting, I think it's in 2 days or something like that, to discuss and compare with the other proposal and, well, make a final decision, actually probably a pre-final one, since we'll have to check again.
It's not completely, it's an important issue, because I need to know when I will have the office decided, the phone number decided, because
mm-hmm.
these are
mm-hmm.
information that I have to provide to the EPFL administration and reachable when I'm at, well, they can phone me on the mobile, but I would definitely prefer to have a clean, filled administrative form that I can
mm-hmm.
get back.
Well, so actually, I think, I'm not very sure, but the most important thing is, well, finding out when we will move, and this happens in probably, I think, next month, or
okay.
depends also on how, well, the furnishing and...
And then, of course, you have these, all these practical issues. How about internet connections, or the network connections, I mean?
No.
How many connections are there per
Yeah,
week?
Because that's also something that we had double check, you know, if you are in a room with three people and one network
connection. Oh, no, the building is very... No, actually, I've seen it. The building is very modern, and you can
are
have...
They activated?
We'll get them activated, yeah. And I think you get at least three per room.
Okay.
No, get the for the bigger rooms you get double. For every
okay.
workplace you get 2
yeah,
okay.
But sometimes you need to have a laptop on.
Yeah, sometimes you need to two computers.
No, because
yeah,
lots
no,
of people have you know, they have a son and they have a
and
PC.
Mm-hmm.
So.
If you go back to the slide where you have the furniture, so this do we have any word to say, so that I would like to have a red chair or a blue desk?
Oh, no, unfortunately, that's decided by the school, so the chairs are
standard things.
The desk is brown, well, light brown.
But do we have to order something, or is it done automatically, so it will be in the office when we move in?
Normally, it's done automatically, except that
we
have
to say how many places that we want to have.
Yeah. Well, these are dictated by the names. It's probably more difficult for the lounge. What we'll have is have a bit less furniture in the lounge and then
mm-hmm.
bring all the, well, the old, it's not old because we just bought it, but all the furniture from the previous lounge we'll bring it here.
And how about the boxes? Because at the PFL you have to say when you will be moving the boxes so that you have people for moving them, or you're supposed to move them yourself.
Well, it's the faculty that will take care of.
So we'll receive some information about that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think
just give us a date when.
Yeah, I mean it's a completely different issue from arranging people. It's just how the moving will take place, and there are a lot of things to take care of. But it's quite unrelated with these things. Yeah, we'll get all the information. Thinking about internet connections, I think it's quite okay for the printer to be there. Yeah, I think it's feasible. We'll check. So the violet box here is our mailboxes.
By the way, is there any wireless connection antennas for?
Not in the building for the moment.
There is downstairs in the building, and pretty soon the whole building will be covered.
That's important.
Yeah.
I mean, particularly for the laptops. It's
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but right now downstairs it's fine. Some people can pick it up on the sixth floor, but pretty soon the whole building will be covered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think it's a bit off topic already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's say that it's a proposal. We'll try it and I'll try to express the constraints and your opinions. And I think finally everyone can veto something if there is a huge problem. But I think with this we don't have huge problems.
The four of us will not veto.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let me save this.
So you agree with
thank you for spending all this time.
Yes.
You're all happy.